Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 community, and thank you for waking up early Saturday morning once again with Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the drumbeat of urban Los Angeles, the KBLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. You know, when you get up early on Saturday morning with Urban Family Focus, we make a commitment to you. That commitment is that you will catch the worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to hear real life stories, and the resources to help improve the situation, along with the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. So I want you to, since you're up early, I want you to call somebody or text somebody and wake them up too and tell them to download the KBLA 1580 app and tune in to the only black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and today we're going to be discussing the plight of absent fathers and the underlying causes. You know, there's a lot of untrue stereotypes that have plagued the black community for years. Black fathers being absent, black children being fatherless. Those labels have been thrown on us for generations and generations, and in some places are accepted as the norm. But many black fathers fight tooth and nail to have relationships with their children. And what about the real truth, that black fathers are actually more involved in their children's lives? That's not Reverend Gerald talking, but according to the CDC, black dads who live with their children or not are more actively involved in their children's lives than their counterparts of other races. Among dads who don't live with their children, they're more likely to be involved in their care than Hispanic or white fathers. And among unmarried couples, black fathers shared responsibilities more frequently and displayed more effective co-parenting than Hispanics or white dads. The reality is, black fathers are actually more present in their lives of their children than the stereotype and media portrays us to be. The stigma of black fathers willingly walking out on their children needs to end. And this morning on Urban Family Focus, we're going to do our part to end it. So now I'm going to turn the mic over to our producer extraordinaire, star of stage, screen, and television and radio, the author of Dad Speaks, and she's going to lay the foundation for our conversation today and introduce our guests.
Good morning, KBLA Talk. Yes, I am Loretta Shelby. I'm the writer, producer, director of the docu-short Dad Speak. Today on this program, you will hear from Evan Lionel, actor, entertainer, comedian, and father. You will hear from, he's with us today, Ruffin Patterson, athletic coach, community activist, and loving father and grandfather. Also on our show today, Mark Winkler, the author of My Daughter's Keeper. Mothers, fathers, baby mamas, baby daddies, children, and all who are concerned, hopefully this is a conversation that will change your perspective of black fatherhood.
Thank you, Loretta. Gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the KVLA Talk 1580 studios and participating with us today on Urban Family Focus. And we're going to start with you, Evan, who's an actor and a comedian. Tell us why it's important for you to be here this morning.
Well, first of all, this is a station that is, I'm looking at a black host, black father sitting next to me. You got black engineers. So I'm pro-community and I'm pro-building. That's the main reason why I spent $1,000 in gas to drive all the way over here.
You come from a long distance?
Long distance, long, deep in the valley.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing your
Glad
story
to be
today.
Here and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Brother Ruffin Patterson.
Good morning.
We were talking a little earlier and you were telling me that you were an educator, a coach, and work with children and have a deep love for our community and children. Tell us why it's important for you to be here this morning.
It's important for me to be here because I feel our story needs to be told. I think that, I know that the media and has perpetuated so much disinformation, misinformation, and flat-out lies about who we are as black men and black fathers. So our story needs to be told, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation on the plight of absent fathers and the underlying causes. This is Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus on KVLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KVLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program returns Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Join the L.A. Urban League and Parkside EDC as they present a free webinar, Millionaire Millennials. Learn how to keep your legacy alive with proper trust execution. Use tax strategies to make business and homeownership work for you. Invest smart and spend wisely, all from a millennial's perspective. Give yourself an early Christmas gift and don't miss out on this informative conversation with three of the brightest young business minds in our city. CPA Catherine Shirley, Trust and Estate Specialist Kevin Bryce Jackson, Esquire, and Wealth Management Advisor Justin Lacey. Your path to financial liberation continues with the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. Don't miss this free Zoom webinar Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
The iconic Globe Theater in downtown Los Angeles is your holiday hotspot. And due to overwhelming demand, a second show has been added Monday, December 20th, featuring the legends of R&B, El Debarge.
All my love, babe, and all this love is waiting for you.
Along with Switch.
I call your name, girl.
El Debarge. Special guest, DW3.
Oh my goodness.
Don't miss this historic and special holiday reunion featuring El Debarge and Switch on stage together for the first time ever with special guest DW3. Monday, December 20th at the Globe Theater. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at seetickets.us or call 562-760-6166. Brought to you by RDMJ Entertainment.
Get into the holiday spirit at Lowe's Winterfest. With holiday festivities and weeks full of savings, like $30 off on a Google Nest Smart Thermostat, was $129.99, now $99.99. Or a Craftsman 20-volt Max Drill Kit, was $79, now $59. Find it all at Lowe's, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 12/26, while supplies last, U.S. only.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by NFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep. Honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow. Ow.
Some things never change. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League, celebrating 100 years of service to our community. Join the Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation as they present Millionaire Millennials. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program returns on Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. On this free webinar, you will learn how to keep your legacy alive with proper trust execution. Use tax strategies to make business and home ownership work for you. Invest smart and spend wisely, all from a millennial's perspective. Hear from some of the brightest young financial minds in our city. CPA Catherine Shirley, Trust and Estate Specialist Kevin Bryce Jackson, ESQ, and Wealth Management Advisor Justin Lacey. Your path to financial liberation continues with BWARP, B-W-A-A-R-P. Don't miss this free Zoom webinar Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
It's become clear to me that fatherhood is one of the most important pieces in the urban family.
What happens to a man in family court, when you walk into family court, you'll hear a lot of fathers saying this. I just want to see my kids. I just want to see my kids.
I didn't know where my daddy was. I didn't know what happened to my daddy.
I've had children disclose to me, I know my dad has other kids and he sees them all the time, but he never sees me.
So I open my bedroom doors. Police are strategically placed in my home with guns telling me to walk down the stairs backwards. A lot of people think that it's always the man who is out in the game.
Don't hate the man more than you love your children.
Struggle forth, but struggle forth in love.
Good morning and welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're talking about a subject that may ruffle a few feathers, but we're trying to tell the truth and let everybody know that rumor that you've been hearing all your life about deadbeat dads and guys who don't want to be with their fathers is just that. It's a rumor. But before we get back to our conversation, I just want to tell our KBLA Talk 1580 community that we are requesting our listeners to bring an unwrapped toy or gift card to the KBLA Studios at 4434 Crenshaw Boulevard. That's just south of Vernon, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., between now and December 22nd. All the toys will be donated to the Union Rescue Mission in Los Angeles. For more details, please visit KBLATalk1580.com. And if you find it in your heart, donate a toy or a gift card now, between now and December 22nd. On behalf of the children, we thank you in advance for your consideration and cooperation. I have in studio with me today actor, comedian Evan Lionel, and the coach and educator Ruffin Patterson. And we have on the KBLA Talk Hotline Mark Winkler waiting, who is the author of My Father's Keeper. And these brothers are doing their part to dispel the myth that black men are disproportionately deadbeat dads. So let's start with you, Evan. Yeah. Tell us your story and what brings you here today and what motivated you to take this path of letting everybody know that we do want to be with our children. And we want to take care and love our children.
Well, first, thank you for having me. And secondly, I'm here because of my three beautiful children. And I always want them to know that their father did not abandon them. I have never abandoned you. I'm right here, alive and well, wanting to hear from you, wanting to talk to you. So if you're tuning in ever, if you ever hear this broadcast, know that you have a father who loves you and you are not fatherless. I've been absent only because of what family court did. I'm a public figure. I were my children's primary caretaker and wanted a divorce because we weren't working out as husband and wife, but that didn't mean we couldn't parent our kids together. And my actual ex-wife, we sat down and discussed an amicable divorce. And then once she spoke to a divorce lawyer, that's when all of the madness started. That's when I got vilified and lied on, and constantly the narrative was changed. And I went from being in the court's eyes from a great father to a real bad guy. Mm-hmm. They controlled the narrative completely from the very beginning, and they did everything they could to dirty me up. They tried to bring false charges against me. They lied on me the whole nine, had me arrested on false allegations, constantly thrown out. I was arrested over and over again for absolutely just trying to see my kids at my own house. So they were controlling the narrative. They're still controlling the narrative because I haven't heard from my children. And the narrative is that I'm a bad guy, and it's flat out blatant lies. I'm not a felon. I've never been in prison. There've never been 911 calls where my wife and I were fighting. We didn't even have that kind of relationship. All of that is flat out lies. And I don't have a problem saying it. I ask everyone, if you are in authority, to go to the courthouse, pull the Lionel versus Lionel case, and you'll see that I've been totally done wrong, robbed, the whole nine, that justice was not served in this case, and it has separated me from my three beautiful babies that I love.
How long has it been since you've seen your children?
It has been 7 in January. It will be 8 years that I have not been able to see
8 years?
Or speak to my children based on absolutely nothing. They have no justification for it whatsoever. And I challenge anyone out there to pull my case. You'll see they have no justification.
Very, very compelling, Lionel. Ruffin?
Yes.
Let's hear your story. I know it's similar in some ways and maybe unique in others. So let's hear why you're here today, and so the listeners can get an idea of what's going on here.
Most definitely. I don't know. Sometimes I think they talk about predictive programming, and I think Tyler Perry's movie almost set the stage for my life in this particular instance.
Which movie was that?
Daddy's Girl.
Daddy's
of course.
Girl. Okay. All right. Hmm.
So I'd been divorced for 6 years prior to me losing my children. We had a 50-50 split. Everything was amicable. Not a problem. I started making a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. And I'm an educator. Right. I'm a history teacher. I've been teaching for 26 years. And somebody pulled her coattail and said, you know you can get some money even though there's a 50-50 split. If there is a difference in income.
Right.
Yeah. And sure enough, next thing I know, I was in court. One thing led to another. I had disciplined my daughter. Used all the steps of progressive discipline. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, my kids are removed from my house. The judge decided, I get choked up about it.
Right.
Definitely in need of, I think all men have gone through this situation, definitely need to seek counseling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. About to make that suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you're in a situation where you're affected emotionally,
yes,
in the way that this can affect you, these are your kids. These are mm-hmm. somebody that you really want to share your life with and want them to know who you are. I highly recommend that if you haven't done so, that all of us who are listening and are in a situation, seek counseling, not
yes.
just you and your ex-spouse seeking counseling as a unit, but individually. The two of you need to do the same thing, because anytime you make a decision based on ego or emotion, mm-hmm. it's going to be the wrong decision. And these decisions that you guys are faced with sounds to me are based on ego and particularly emotion that is generated from the relationships that you had that didn't work out in the way that they dreamed or you dreamed that it would work out. But we mm-hmm. also have with us today on the KBLA hotline, power line, Mark Winkler, who is an author of a book called My Daughter's Keeper. Mark, welcome to Urban Family Focus. let the artists know why you wrote that book and tell us a little bit about your story and how you've been fighting to be the best dad that you can be.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I wrote the book, My Daughter's Keeper, specifically because after going through the family court and Department of Children and Family Services, it was an emotional experience. It was a heart-wrenching experience, and it was a mentally debilitating experience. And I realized that going through this dynamic and going into rooms with other men, counseling, group counseling, that I wasn't alone in this. And it really was a situation where when you're in these rooms, you get to see the vulnerability of men and how much impact occurs to men when they are trying to be fathers but are being denied the right to be fathers. And so when I came through the experience and I, got somewhat of a distance from the emotionality of it, I decided to write a book because I wanted other men to know that were going through this, that one, I understand, and two, look at my life, look at my journey, and perhaps it could be somewhat of a blueprint on how you can approach this situation. Approach it not from a position of anger, but passion, of course, passion and love for your child, and let that be the guiding light as you navigate these waters.
Yeah, I want the listeners to know that we're not here today to cast any type of a light or shadow on our sisters who are taking care of our children and the mothers of our families or anything like that. But we are trying to show a different light about the black man, because there's a narrative that's been out there. It's perpetrated by media. You have shows like Maury and Jerry Springer, and all you see are the deadbeat dads who walk away from their children, who don't pay child support, who don't want to take care of their children, who deny that it's even their child. And as you mentioned, certain movies that have been out, and just the whole narrative that's been directed at the black male in America, period, I think subconsciously impacts the minds of even our sisters out there and the people who we have loving relationships with. And when those relationships don't go in the way we expect them to go, and their children, which could have come into that relationship, through a loving romance or a one-night stand, children come about a whole lot of different ways. And everybody has an idea in their mind as to how this relationship is going to end and what's going to happen. And we're going to have this lovely Ozzie and Harriet type family and, live happily ever after. And when things change, emotions get involved and outside influences get involved. And you mentioned the attorneys who get involved. And a lot of times those attorneys have been heavily impacted by that narrative of this, shiftless, lazy, no good black man that has been told in this country since we got here.
Right.
And they're just say, hey, let's just take them for all they have. And I don't think any of us, I know I'm a divorced man, and I don't think money was ever an issue for me. And my ex and I had a very good relationship as it pertained to our child. We decided to not be together, but we worked together as far as raising our child and never had those, dramatic issues.
Excellent.
But I think there are situations, and I did meet people along the way that has a very different story, similar to the story that you guys are telling and living to this day. But I really would like to hear from some of our listeners out there, and particularly if there are any women who are listening who have something that they want to share on this subject, to give us a call on the KBLA Talk Power Line. That's 800-920-1580. That's 1-800-920-1580. We'd be interested to hear what you have to say. And again, this is not an indictment on anybody. It's not an indictment on our sisters and our exes. It's a true story that we're trying to tell to dispel that myth that the brothers don't want their children, because there are many, many of us who do. And who want to have daily activities and responsibilities with our children. And sometimes the justice system, which we know to be unjust as it pertains to black men, gets in our way.
Right.
And we need to, something that Mark said that I really want to emphasize. He says, don't let anger drive us. Let the passion for wanting to be with our children drive us. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes that's hard to do when they're coming at you at all ends, you know, but Lionel, I know you got the passion, brother. So
it's hard not to be angry. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen my kids for almost 8 years. And so for one to not understand that, like when you said, ladies, we're not trying to come down on our sisters and this, that, and the other. They know. Mm-hmm. Those who are good mothers, they know. Right. They riding with us. They 100 with us. They know the difference between a good father and a man who loves his children versus a deadbeat dad and a person that don't want his babies and denying that these are his children. They know the difference. It's clear to the judges. It's clear to the women, it's clear to everybody.
True.
So they know we're not here to dog them. Mm. We are here because we love our children. I went to court for almost 8 years, and nobody goes to court for 8 years, two times a month, who don't want their children. Mm. I have storage facilities full of legal paperwork and money that I've spent. I'm $250K in paying strangers to see my flesh and blood. Of course I'm angry. Of course I'm very passionate. I would be mentally ill if I were not.
And you should be.
It's kind of like the dog, the bear being poked,
and then you
don't, all of a sudden the bear ain't supposed to react.
I got you. And I understand the emotion that you have. And we're going to continue this conversation about the plight of absent fathers and the underlying causes with our guest today, who is Evan Lionel, Ruffin Patterson, and Mark Winkler on the telephone. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach. You're listening to KVLA Talk 1580, Urban Family Focus. And when we come forward, we're going to continue to talk about how dads really want to be and can be great dads.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The governor of Kentucky says the state is suffering the worst tornado damage they've seen in a long time. In a news briefing early this morning, Governor Andy Beshear said the tornado death toll in the state could reach 70 to 100 lives. The House committee investigating January's Capitol attack is issuing more subpoenas. Chairman African American Benny Thompson said those being asked for records and testimony apparently had a hand in the rallies on January 5th and 6th. Golden State's Warriors sharpshooter Stephon Curry is only 10 three-pointers away from setting a new NBA record. Curry will likely break the record in the next few days as the Warriors begin a five-game road trip in Philadelphia today. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Genesee Center is a nonprofit domestic violence intervention and prevention organization with a mission to provide trauma-informed, culturally responsive, comprehensive services to survivors and families impacted by domestic and sexual violence. Genesee Center has a vision for healthy and safe communities free of violence. If you or someone you know need help, reach out to the Genesee Hotline at 800-479-7328, available 24/7. That's 800-479-7328. If you'd like to volunteer or support the work of Genesee Center with charitable giving, visit genesee.org. That's J-E-N-E-S-S-E.org. The Genesee Center has been doing the work for 40 years. They know how to help you and how to help you help others to be safe from domestic and sexual violence. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Come and get some soul food.
Where you eating at?
New to LA Live is Fixin' Soul Kitchen. Proudly black owned. Former NBA legend Kevin Johnson brings to downtown LA his full service authentic soul food restaurant that celebrates the history and traditions of African American culture. The restaurant pays homage to the soul food KJ grew up surrounded by, incorporating family favorite southern recipes into the menu, such as Grandma Gladys's famous peach cobbler. Some of the other must try menu includes Fixin' signature chicken and waffles, oxtails, shrimp and grits, deep fried deviled eggs,
mac and cheese, and much more. Additionally, there is a wide variety of Kool-Aid flavors, sweet tea, and cocktails such as adult Kool-Aid and bourbons from Uncle Nearest. Fixin' seeks to set the standard for the American soul food experience by offering authentic soul food and impeccable service. Come experience black excellence through Fixin's delicious cuisine, friendly service, and fun setting. Perfect for the entire family.
Good old-fashioned soul food. All right, all right, all right.
It's Christmas morning and nothing is under the tree. No laughs, no smiles, and no joy. KBLA Talk 1580 wants that for no child in any community. We believe that you and all our listeners agree Christmas time is for giving.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Join KBLA Talk 1580 for the KBLA Toy Drive. Please bring an unwrapped toy or gift card to the KBLA studios at 4434 Crenshaw Boulevard in Leimert Park, just south of Vernon, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Now till December 22nd, KBLA will donate all the toys to the Los Angeles Union Rescue Mission to uplift the child's Christmas spirits. Join the KBLA Toy Drive, taking place now through December 22nd. Please bring an unwrapped toy or gift card to the KBLA Studios, located at 4434 Crenshaw Boulevard in Leimert Park, just south of Vernon between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. The KBLA Toy Drive happening now to December 22nd. Bring your toy to the KBLA Studios or visit KBLA1580.com to donate today. There's no better feeling than bringing a smile to a child's face. A child's smile feeds an adult soul. This has been a KBLA Community Call to Action.
Merry Christmas!
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Olivia here. The cool air really dries out my skin and makes it appear dull. Luckily, Olay can brighten it back up. First, I apply Olay Retinol 24 Eye Cream. Its 24-hour hydration gives me smoother skin around my eyes. Next, I apply Olay Vitamin C Moisturizer in the beautiful orange jar. It corrects uneven tone and texture and gives me 2 times brighter skin versus a basic moisturizer. Get $4 off the moisturizer and $3 off the eye cream at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
Weekdays, weekends, we've got a lot to talk about. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I like to thank you for waiting patiently. Yeah, yeah. Daddy's home. Your daddy's home to stay.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation today with three brothers who have been in the system for years trying to get an opportunity to spend quality time with their children. We have Brother Evan Lionel, actor-comedian, Brother Ruffin Patterson, who's a coach and an educator. And on the power line, we have with us Mark Winkler, who's author of a book called My Daughter's Keeper. And Mark also appears in the docu-short Dad Speaks that was written by our producer, Miss Loretta Shelby. So, Mark, I know you're still with us out there. So tell us a little bit more about your story and make sure you let the listeners know where they can get your book, My Daughter's Keeper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can get the book on Amazon.com. It's available there. You know, one of the things that I agree with you 100%, Reverend, is that the black father, the myth of the black father not being in the home is just that. It's a myth. CDC put out a report around 2015 that really dispelled that myth. The report stated that the black father is in their child's life, a children's life, more than any other racial counterpart. Right? But it's not necessarily in the home, but they're in their children's lives. I'm a part of an organization called the Father's Rights Movement, and this is a nationwide movement for equal shared parenting. And what I've learned from being in this is that there are so many fathers like Evan, like Ruffin, who struggle every day to be in their children's lives. But the court starts from the premise that, you know, especially during the, what they call the tender years, that children need to be with their mother. And then when the mother sometimes may file a domestic, sometimes file fake domestic violence reports, then the father starts with 25% and battling a domestic violence report. So, you know, the movement, which is a movement that's growing across the country, is that start from a 50-50. And if there's just cause to move down from that, then do so. And I just want to touch real quick on that anger thing again. I agree with Evan. It's hard not to be angry when you're in this situation. And one of the things that I did, Reverend, to mitigate my anger, to control it when I went into court, I didn't have this conversation with people that was going to flare my anger. There was only a certain amount of real estate I have in my mind. And if I populated that with people telling me I should hate the mother, do this, do that, then when I went into court, the projection that I had of anger was going to be what mirrored perhaps what the mother put in the papers. Oh, this guy is just an angry guy. He's a violent guy. He doesn't need to be around his children. So I went to therapy. I went to groups where I could talk and get that off my chest and be in communion with other men. And that really helped me to be able to control that emotion. And the emotion that projected was love.
Well, you probably heard me say earlier that any decision you make based on ego and emotion, most of the time is not going to turn out well for you. And we understand that this is a heart-wrenching situation for a lot of brothers who are doing everything they can to spend quality time with their children and the system. And we don't, you know, sometimes people accuse us as African Americans for blaming the system on all of our, you know, for everything. You know, well, it's because the system's against us. But the reality is that the system here in these United States of America has never been in favor of promoting a positive black male image. It just doesn't happen. It does happen, but not enough. So because of that system, we really need to have conversations like this so people understand that, yes, there's some brothers out there that are doing everything they can to spend quality time with their children. And we know that there's some sisters out there, as you said, that support us and want us to be with our children. And there's some that are, I'll say, emotionally wounded in some type of way. It may not have had anything to do with any of these people in this conversation. It might have something that happened before or after our experience, but they've made it a choice to make it as difficult as possible and for us to see our children and have relationships with our children, because that would mean they would have a relationship with us that they don't want to have. But Mark, we want to thank you for being on the line and give us your story and letting everybody know that they can get that book, My Daughter's Keeper, which really will let them know in detail what you went through and help them work through whatever their issues are. And we also want to let everybody know that docu-short, Dad Speaks, if you want to get all of these brothers' stories in detail, you can pull that up at BHERC.TV. That's BHERC.TV. And take a look at that mini docu-series, Dad Speaks. Brother Ruffin?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go back to you and let us hear a little bit more from, you know, how you've progressed in your situation, how your relationship is now today with your children, and how things are moving.
All right. And I do understand that. For the sake of time, we can't cover it, but there are so many levels to this. And I'm riding with my brother. My brother over here, whether it comes off as anger, this is an intelligent man. Mm-hmm. We're not dealing with no savage. Mm-hmm. This is an intelligent man who's using that anger, that emotion to see his kids. Mm-hmm. He's not... That's motivation for him. That's love. That's coming from a place of love. So
absolutely.
As long as it is not in any negative manifestation, I'm rolling with him.
Right.
Now, my situation is different. Like I said, there's levels to it. And until you have lost your child, until you have been in a situation where you see your baby, I saw my baby wearing makeup. Ain't no way in hell 12-year-old at that time should have had no makeup on her face. Mm-hmm. And you can't do, and he just shared with us off mic, a situation where he can't get to his child to correct, nurture, develop his child. No, I'm riding with this brother. And he hasn't seen his children.
7 years.
Yeah, the seven years. And they're here in Los Angeles?
I believe they are. And people have sent pictures of my children, my 13-year-old daughter, in an adult toy store. I don't have no problem speaking the truth, and I'm going to say the truth until I die. My 13-year-old daughter has no business in an adult toy store. My 13-year-old daughter, they sent pictures of her online to me with grown women outfits on, showing off her little breast at 13 and 14. Mm-hmm. And I'm not supposed to be mad?
Yes.
Please, this has got to stop. I've had the police come testify on my behalf in court and say that my ex-wife and her attorney was coming in, riling them up to arrest me over and over again, and I haven't done anything wrong. Right. This has to be addressed.
Yeah, and I don't know. We don't have time here today to go into the detail of the legal things that you've had to deal with.
It's not legal things. It's life things, Pastor.
You've had to deal with, and the legal representation, I should say, that you've had to encounter to help you in your fight to get your children back.
Right.
You know, I know that can be costly as well as
everybody should be helping me. If I mention that my daughter, my 13-year-old, is in an adult toy store with pictures online. Right. Everybody should be helping me. This has nothing to do with the law or legal. This has to do with us as a community and a village. Mm-hmm. This must stop. If it's my daughter, it could be your daughter or your granddaughter or other daughters. This has to stop. Yes. And it's not about the court. Mm-hmm. It's about us as parents. My ex-wife knows it. If I know it, she knows it. How is this being allowed, and how is anyone okay with it?
Right.
I don't think anyone could be okay with it. And we're going to continue this conversation and try to get to the bottom of it.
It's
levels to everything. And we're going to try to express ourselves and hopefully get some comments from some of the people out there at 800-920-1580 as we talk about how these young brothers are trying and have always tried to be good fathers and continue to do so. So when we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation on KBLA Talk 1580. We got a lot to talk about.
Nobody's perfect, but everybody's important.
Don't change the dial.
We've got a lot to talk about. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
The Omicron COVID-19 variant causes California leaders to be on the offense as its threat grows. I'm Myesha Cairo. This is your K-Black Minute, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. With the recent outbreak of the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, Governor Gavin Newsom is urging Californians to get vaccinated, to get boosted, and to not wait. The Omicron variant was first identified by a South African scientist and is said to have over 50 mutations, 26 of which have never been seen. So, get vaccinated, get your booster shots, and wear your masks. I'm Myesha Cairo, this K-Black Minute brought to you by CalHope.
With school back in session, there's plenty to worry about. Cal Hope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program returns Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Join the LA Urban League and Parkside EDC as they present a free webinar, Millionaire Millennials. Learn how to keep your legacy alive with proper trust execution. Use tax strategies to make business and home ownership work for you. Invest smart and spend wisely, all from a millennial's perspective. Give yourself an early Christmas gift and don't miss out on this informative conversation with three of the brightest young business minds in our city. CPA Catherine Shirley, Trust and Estate Specialist Kevin Bryce Jackson, Esquire, and Wealth Management Advisor Justin Lacey. Your path to financial liberation continues with the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. Don't miss this free Zoom webinar Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Get into the holiday spirit at Lowe's Winterfest. With holiday festivities and weeks full of savings, like $30 off on a Google Nest Smart Thermostat, was $129.99, now $99.99. Or a Craftsman 20-volt Max Drill Kit, was $79, now $59. Find it all at Lowe's, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 12/26, while supplies last, U.S. only.
Life Crypto is a proud sponsor of Before You Go on KBLA Talk 1580. Life Crypto is an innovative payment network and a new kind of money. This digital currency provides a user-friendly Life wallet, which allows for hassle-free transactions and ease of use for those new to crypto. The Life Crypto app not only stores its digital currency known as Life on trading exchanges, it also hosts your favorite non-fungible tokens or NFTs. Life from Life Crypto is a community-run token, and if you're into passive income, who isn't? The Life Crypto app provides staking at 30% APY. Life Crypto is simply for everyone. Visit lifecrypto.life, download your wallet, stake your tokens, and live your life with Life Crypto.
Welcome back. We are rooting for everybody Black. KBLA Talk 1580.
I've been down and lonely since you've been away. I've been thinking of you, trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going through? Ooh, ooh, I'm missing.
This is Reverend Gerald, and you're back with Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580. And we've had a somewhat of an emotional yet enlightening conversation with three gentlemen today: Evan Lionel, actor and comedian; Ruffin Patterson, who's a coach and educator; and on the hotline we have Mark Winkler, who's the author of My Daughter's Keeper. Mark, we want to thank you for being with us today, and tell everybody one more time where they can get that book, My Daughter's Keeper, and the next time we get together, we're going to bring this trio back at some point next year, probably around Father's Day. We're going to talk to you a little further. But give us that book information one more time, Mark, and we'll look forward to speaking with you the next time we get together.
No, absolutely, Reverend. I want to thank you, and I very much appreciate being here today. You can get the book, My Daughter's Keeper, at Amazon.com. And I just want to say just one real quick closing. This is a serious matter when we talk about fathers not being in the home. The children, they hurt most. Suicide rates, school delinquency, gang involvement. And so fathers who go through this, collectively, we should go to our politicians and fight for change with this system. Equal shared parenting should be the battle cry for all fathers going through this. But I do appreciate the opportunity.
One has graduated from Grambling. And the other one graduated from Cal State Dominguez last spring. So for us, life has returned. We do get those hiccups every now and then because that was a major crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But we're pushing forward and thanking God that we're here and there was some resolution to it.
Well, we're glad that there was the outcome was something that you looked forward to and that you did get an opportunity to spend time with your daughters and that they are graduated from college and they're moving on with their lives. And hopefully there was a healing process, not just within yourself, but within them. And they understand that you are somebody that had a deep desire to be in their lives. And now that they are in your lives, it gives you motivation, not just to tell your story, but again, to help brothers like Evan, who's having the opposite impact,
yes,
you know, as far as their daughters go and as far as being with their children. So we're going to continue and wrap up this conversation when we come forward. This is KBLA Talk 1580. You are listening to Urban Family Focus. We got a lot to talk about in just a minute.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Malik Butts has all the knowledge you want.
Malik Butts
has all the knowledge you need.
Malik Butts.
Yeah, they have all the books that the whole wide world wanna read.
Malik Books is a black-owned independent bookstore that specializes in African-American books, calendars, and gifts full of cultural diversity. Check out MalikBooks.com, one of the many Afrocentric bookstores in America that was part of the Black Book Revolutions. Saturday, December 18th, 2 to 4 p.m., add to calendar. Join Oscar-winning filmmaker Spike Lee at Malik Books, celebrating the launch of the acclaimed filmmaker's book, Spike. Meet and greet Spike Lee. Tickets include admission and a signed copy of Spike Lee's new book, MalikBooks.com. Authors, artists, inventors, dreamers, visionaries, and grassroots leaders. MalikBooks.com.
Malik Books. To feed your intellect and free your mind and succeed at the same time, Malik Books is what you need.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk, KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League, celebrating 100 years of service to our community. Join the Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation as they present Millionaire Millennials. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program returns on Wednesday, December 15th at 5 p.m. On this free webinar, you'll learn how to keep your legacy alive with proper trust execution. Use tax strategies to make business and home ownership work for you. Invest smart and spend wisely, all from a millennial's perspective. Hear from some of the brightest young financial minds in our city. Your path to finance.
If you're listening out there and you're having an issue with child custody, be you male or female, just keep in mind that it's the children that's the most important thing. And there is no child that's not going to have some emotional pushback if they see a bunch of violence between mom and dad, if all they witness is fighting and arguing, and the constant narrative or the constant conversation coming out of dad's mouth is you got a bad mama, or the constant conversation coming out of mama's mouth is you got a bad daddy, your children are going to not be able to process that and come out on a positive end. So, Evan, there's a petition you have going. There's something you're doing to help the cause. Tell us a little bit about that.
The petition is on change.org. You can go to change.org and put my name in, Evan Lionel, reaching out to Barack Obama to stop corrupt attorneys in family court, to stop corruption in family court. There's major corruption in family court. Ruffin and I were discussing the Minors Council, a lot of them. And my message is, first of all, to my children, I love you. Your father is not absent. I'm right here, and I love you, and I want to see you and speak to you. I'm not in prison. I'm not any of that. I'm available to you. Go online and seek me out. Secondly, to fathers out there, stand up. Stop suffering in silence. We need to come together and speak out and speak loudly and let people know that we want to be in our children's lives. I'm talking to all good fathers who love their children out there, and you are suffering in anger and sulking, come out and be a part of this with us. And then if you'd like to hear more about our stories, Brother Ruffin, Brother Mark, great to hear your voice, BHERC.TV, BHERC.TV. You can check out the film Dad Speaks, the docu-short. Thanks to Loretta Shelby, on my father's side, author. Get that book. It's an amazing book. But this needs to be heard, Reverend, and I thank you for having me on. I wish we had more time, but to the men out there who love their children, stand up and stop suffering in silence.
Well, I want to thank all you gentlemen for being here with us today. Your stories are compelling and heartwarming, and we hope that there's somebody out there listening that may be going through the same thing, will reach out and get the help that they need to make sure that they can spend their time with their children. I'm Reverend Gerald, and I want to thank our guests for being a part of this conversation today, and you're invited to follow us on Urban Family Focus Facebook page, and you can join us every Saturday right here, bright and early at 7 a.m. for Urban Family Focus. Following our show is Black Lives Matter. This is not a drill. So again, we want to thank Brother Evan, Brother Ruffin, and Brother Mark for being here sharing their story about how they want to be in the lives of their children. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and we've got a lot to talk about. See you next Saturday.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.